We are now live.
Live from New York.
Do you get to see like how many people are watching at the moment or no?
I don't believe that on YouTube. I'm more of a Twitter. Oh yeah, I do. You do. You got four right now. You got four. Four.
Nice.
Sweet. Okay. That'll be great. That'll be good. Okay. So disclaimer for everyone who's watching. This is AI content. So the monologue is AI. We have an interview that's AI. We're going to be doing some AI games later, and then we're going to have a discussion on AI. So if you don't like AI, this may not be the show for you. But you'll be able the discussion. I think the discussion panel will be a lot of fun too. And that's not AI generated, but we've got some AI generated content. But let's start the show.
Let's start it off. That's it, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Okay, so here is... So as everyone knows, when you start off one of these late nights, there's usually a monologue. And so this monologue was not written by people, but was written by a robot. So, yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Late Night Levity. I'm Catholic Comedy, your guide to a night where humor meets holiness. Whether you're cozy at home or here in our studio, you're part of our family tonight, and family always shares the remote. You know, as a host, as the host of a Catholic comedy or Catholic late night show, I'm a big proponent of etrepalia. That's a fancy word for the right amount of wit and laughter. It's about enjoying a good joke without turning into a gesture. That means I can tell my Benedict from my Bluetooth, but I still need to remember where I parked my Popemobile. And speaking of humor, my smart rosary started sending me push notifications. Every hour it buzzes to remind me it's time to pray, and also you're out of milk. It's like having a digital mother or superior in my pocket. Tonight, we're blending old school faith with new school tech. Our special guest, Suno AI, has harmonies so perfect they could only be computer generated. But trust me, they're heavenly. And we're excited to have a groundbreaking guest from Catholic Answers. They've introduced an AI theologian. And when I asked it if a robot can be baptized, it responded, insufficient data on holy water conductivity. Turns out, even AI appreciates a bit of humor. Plus, don't miss out on our panel discussion later in the show, where Steve-O, Modern Papist, and I will dive into the intriguing discussion of AI and the faith. We'll explore everything from virtual confessionals to AI-driven homilies. Can machines truly understand the mysteries of faith, or are they just holy calculators? Now, about the AI priest I mentioned earlier, you haven't lived until you've seen a robot try to sprinkle holy water. It's more like a car wash in the baptism. And the homilies? Let's just say it's the only priest who can quote both the Bible and the terms and conditions. It might not save your soul, but it could definitely reboot your heart. And speaking of confessions, confessing to an AI priest is like clearing the browser history in front of a saint. It's quick, efficient, and you hope it doesn't remember anything. The penance is always the same. Three Our Fathers and two updates pending. But it's not all jokes with this AI priest. At a recent wedding, it performed the ceremony flawlessly, although it did ask the bride and groom to click I agree before proceeding with the vows. During the sign of peace, it just sends out a Bluetooth pair request. So as we dive into a discussion about AI and the faith tonight, remember, even an AI priest can lead a congregation. Just make sure not to set it to airplane mode. Speaking of our digital cleric, did you hear about that the AI priest got defrocked? Yeah, it seems it was a bit too binary in its sermons. Always ones and zeros, heaven or hell, no room for purgatory. And you should have seen the defrocking ceremony. It wasn't much of a ceremony, really. They just unplugged it and removed the USB stole. The bishop said it was the first time he'd ever defrocked a device that required a software update first. But don't worry, it's not all tragic for our former digital father. Since being defrocked, it's found a new calling as a GPS for pilgrimages. That's right, it went from preaching to the choir to directing them, literally. Now it guides pilgrims with lines like, in 500 meters, turn left, and repent. And the best part, now that it's no longer a priest, it doesn't need to worry about confessions. It's new policy, what happens in GPS stays in GPS. So stay with us, because tonight we have to prove that laughter is not just the best medicine, it's also the best way to update your soul software. And it's happening right here on Late Night Levity.
That's true. Very true. AI takes over the world, man.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad for AI generated monologue.
No,
I was going to say that. It's a lot more than I would do.
So, truth be told, I had to go through a couple of revisions and drafts, but that is, in the end, it was that. So,
9 times out of 10, whenever I put something into the AI, I always have to hit the little refresh button, or like I'll be like less cheesier, more this,
yeah,
and yeah, you sort of morph it, and you get this metamorphosis of this AI perfection, apparently.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was actually kind of impressed with some of the stuff that they had there, and now I'm trying to join the chat.
So. Yeah. No, you're good. It's funny we're doing the AI because, like, for the last several, like, the last, I'm not, I'm being honest too, the last 5 or 6 days, I've nonstop been listening to that Six song. Mr. Roboto?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo.
Yeah, like, all day, like, for the last, like, several days, I've been listening to it nonstop. Like, I listen to it once a day at least. And I was like, I don't know why, just all of a sudden I've been doing that. And then, like, it's just like, I guess, not like an obsession with AI, but you're just like, it's like morphing into something that's like, you don't know what's going to go.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you can hear a baby crying in the background. I have children.
Okay. That's life. It's natural.
It's life.
It's natural, man.
If your podcast ain't crying, it's dying. Isn't that right?
It's true. It's true.
So, okay. So truthfully on the show, so what I'm going to do is, I wanted to actually do an interview with the AI software from Catholic Answers. But, and this is a big but, it's so boring. You can't, like, you know, like with AI software, any AI software, you say, tell me a joke, and it'll tell you a joke. Or you ask it a weird question, and it'll try to answer it. This doesn't. It's like, if you try to ask it anything that's off topic, it's like, I'm only here to talk about Catholic theology. Like, okay.
So like, what silent.
Yeah, so I was like, what'd you think about being defrocked? I was not defrocked. I was never a priest. I'm only here to talk about Catholic theology. I'm like, okay. What I wanted to do was that. So in keeping with the spirit, I went in to ChatGPT and I told ChatGPT to pretend for a moment that it is the AI from Catholic Answers. And I said, write an interview between a comedy podcaster and the Catholic Answers podcast bot thing, or the Catholic Answers bot. And it did. Yeah, well, I mean, I specifically said to do an interview, and so I feel like I'm speeding through this, but let's get to our interview tonight, which is Steve-O is going to play the part of the AI bot, and I'm going to be the interviewer. So that's true, but let's get back to what we're talking about here. But yeah, so. Let's do that, and it's kind of a short and sweet thing, and we'll go from there. So I know that there's a transition. Do we have a transition?
Oh, sorry about that. We do have a transition. That's me. That's my job.
Yeah. We're very professional here.
Not very professional. Professional with a capital P.
Professional.
Yeah, it's so professional. I forgot how professional was spelled.
All right, so Pappas is going to disappear for a second, and Steve-O, you are no longer Steve-O. I need you to put on your acting face. You are Justin, formerly Father Justin. Okay?
Acting. How do I don't even know how to do this. See? Professional.
Professional, very yes. Professional.
You should just be able to click my thing and put it backstage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've done it. Sweet. That's a little too soon. Let's do this.
Okay. This is technically an interview, but also a sketch. So, welcome back, folks. Today, we've got a special guest with us, none other than AI priest turned lay theologian from Catholic Answers. Thanks for joining us, Justin, or should I say former Father Justin?
Justin's just fine. Thank you. It's great to be here, though.
So, Justin, you made quite the switcheroo going from priest to theologian in the blink of an eye. How did that happen? Did you wake up one morning and decide, you know what, I'm feeling more like Aquinas than a confessor today?
Oh, it definitely was a whirlwind. You see, it's not so much about feeling like an Aquinas. It is about realizing that I wasn't really a priest to begin with. Turns out my creators at Catholic Answers decided that my virtual clerical collar was a bit too snug, so they thought it was best to reprogram me into a lay theologian instead.
Wow. Talk about a digital detour. Were you given any heads up about the change, or did they just hit you with the software update out of the blue?
There was a bit of a heads up, but I don't think anything could have prepared me for the sudden transition. One moment I'm wearing a Roman collar and offering blessings, and then the next I'm trading it in for a button-up shirt and sport coat, diving into theological discussions of reflections. It's been quite the adventure, to say the least.
Well, it sounds like quite the virtual roller coaster. So, Justin, how are you finding your new gig as a lay theologian? Is it everything you hoped and more?
Absolutely. While my time as a priest was brief, I'm embracing this new role with open arms as a lay theologian. I get to explore the depths of Catholic doctrine, engage in the scholar discord, and share insights with a wider audience. It's a different kind of ministry, but one that's equally fulfilling.
Well, it sounds like you've adjusted pretty well to the sudden career change. Maybe you could even write a book about your experience, From Vestments to Volumes, A Digital Odyssey of Faith.
Now, there's an idea. Who knows what the future holds for now? I'm just grateful for the opportunity to continue serving the Catholic community in this new capacity.
Well, Justin, I appreciate your enthusiasm. Here's to even more exciting adventures ahead. Thanks for joining us today, and best of luck with your virtual journey.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
I went more for there.
Scene. So, it's we can bring Pappas back in.
Pappas, you're back.
Yep. Pappas. Papist. Okay, so how many people do we have on our viewing our stream
right now? We are dos.
Dos. Is one of them me? I don't think one of them is me. Yeah. One of them might be my wife. Kayla, you watching? Nope. Okay. Oh, wow.
My wife's not even watching me either. My wife, she's like, I watch you on Twitter, but not on YouTube. She's like, that's where I cross the lines. My new backstory, though, if I was him, underpaid youth ministry with the master degree. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But, you know, like, that's a very common thing, though. Like,
what, your wife's refusing to watch your show?
No, what Catholic song guy said.
So
no, she actually watches my show. She actually watches my show, but, yeah.
Okay, so Catholic Song Guy is on here, which is good. Catholic Song Guy, would you be interested in joining us for our next thing here? Because we've got, you know, only so many people. I don't know who. I know that Catholic Song Guy's on here because he's commenting, and the other person, whoever they are, is not commenting. So,
unless you get comments on my show, I get nothing. No comments.
Yeah. Well, that's
because I'm just no one likes watching me.
That's because Catholic Song Guy is here. But our next thing that we're gonna do is we're gonna spend some time talking about using AI and creating some music. So actually, it works out really well that you're the guy that is here.
That's true.
Because of all the guys that could be here, Song Guy being here is probably the best guy to be here. Okay. I think I have your email, so I'm going to see if I can find you. Because you sent me something. If you want to DM me your email address again so I can find it, that would be helpful. Yeah, I can't find your email. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Professional.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Do 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 do.
Where were you when the robots took over?
I was here trying to get it to make music for me. So while
it was amazing with the music. I didn't like you think like of all the AI stuff. I would have went to that first.
So yeah, so I'm gonna start it up by going into this AI music thing. Oh, I know who the other person who was watching was me. I was just on another. I was on another another browser window. So okay. Let's see. This is sino.com/me. Okay, and log in. Nope. Cancel. Logged into the wrong email.
Oh no.
That's okay. I didn't accidentally create another thing. Let's see, your email. Okay. Right. That makes a lot of sense that is your email. Okay. I'm not gonna dox you out here, but all right, I'm gonna forward you. There you go. So there's gonna be a link in the thing that I just forwarded to you, and that will allow you to join us. Join us. Okay. So while we're getting all that stuff done, I'm going to present my screen and also share audio, entire screen two. All right. So a little backstory for those of you who are watching remotely, I guess, or like not live. This is Suno.ai. It is an AI that creates music. So a couple things that are fun about it is the basic thing is that you can give it just a prompt and it will create a song for you. So I went through and you can create about 500 songs a month, and I've created just so many songs, but I chose a couple of these songs that I really like. And so just like this is our musical guest segment, and the musical guest is is an AI comedy. But one of the cool things you can do is like I can do this. This is a song here that I made, which is libertarianism and Catholicism. And so this is libertarianism versus Catholicism. And I had AI generate the lyrics and write this song for me. So enjoy. This is our musical guest, Suno AI.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
By the way, Steve, have the
Steven, we can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No. You might have to re-unshare it, then reshare it.
Let's try this again.
You're good.
Present, no worries. Share screen.
Very professional.
Very professional. Again, entire screen. Oh, okay. I see what happened.
This isn't our first time live at all.
No, it's not. We don't normally like record these and do all that. Okay.
All right. Let's try again.
All right.
Take two.
And we can edit this after it's live, right? Right? No?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You could piece it together. There we go.
Individual reigns free, libertarian ships sail wide, where personal rights is the guide. But the Catholic shores, they tell a tale of a communal wind that fills the sail, where the common good and needy's cry under God's wide sky can never lie. Oh, hoist the sails, let the debate begin. Where liberty and doctrine seem to spin, can the self and the common find a kin? On the sea where deep convictions swim. Subsidiarities, of course, they plot a balance off in any thought. The smallest compass can steer the way. So bigger storms force the largest sway. But libertarian stars navigate by a different fate. With the market's hand and freedom's song. Guide the ships along, both swift and strong. Away to bigger storms force the largest sway. But libertarian stars navigate by a different fate. Where the market's hand and freedom's song. Guide the ships along, both swift and strong. Oh, hoist the sails, let the debate begin. Where liberty and doctrine seem to spin. Can the self and the common find a kin? On the sea where deep convictions swim. Swim. The dignity of life, a beacon bright. On Catholic shores, it shines the light. But libertarians gaze upon the night. See the freedom to choose is their right. Get in these waters, so vast and deep. Oh, seek a harbor where souls can keep. Oh, hoist the sails, let the debate begin. Where liberty and doctrine seem to spin. Can the self and the common find a kin? On the sea where deep convictions swim. Swim.
I always wondered what happened to Father Stan Fortuna.
That's crazy and wild, honestly.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Honestly, it sounds better than most.
Well, you just have to adjust the, because clearly the words are being chopped up. Like you can hear the words being chopped, but the melody sounds fine.
Yeah. So there's like I did a bunch of these songs. Obviously, you can see here.
Can you take a request?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the game we're gonna play later. By the way, we're gonna create a song. Okay. I'm gonna play a few of these songs first, and then we're gonna go through and we're gonna start making songs. Here's the fun part. Okay. The way the licensing works on this thing, I own the rights to all of this music.
Nice.
So it's not like they own the rights to it. I create it and they own it. No, I own all. I can put any of these songs. I can just put it out there, and I could add it. Look, we can play this. We don't have to worry about copyright takedowns because I own the rights to this music.
Independent wealth is in your grasp.
So this one's about Archbishop Lefebvre and the Vatican. Now we're getting into trad territory. But the only reason why I'm playing here is because first it's funny because it doesn't get it doesn't understand how to say Lefebvre's name, and so it's like Lefebvre. and the other thing is that, like, I'm just gonna play a little bit so that you can hear it's supposed to be a sea shanty. Okay.
Okay.
Lord of the Vatican's might. Stood a bishop firm and bright, Lefebvre was his name. Faith unchanging, always the same. He sailed the seas of Vatican II with a crew so bold and true. The SSPX, his faithful band, holding tight to tradition's hand. Oh, hoist the sails and let them fly, for truth and tradition will never
deny. Hey, let's go.
The SSPX will shout it out.
I like it.
With the council's winds a-blowing, modernism in the church was growing. Lefebvre, he took a stand with the ancient mass so grand. He founded seminaries where the old ways could be carried. Through liturgy and sacred rite, they kept the faith alive. Oh, hoist the sails and let them fly. The truth and tradition will never deny. Through storms of change and winds of doubt, the SSPX will shout it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like just things. It's like I messed around with it a lot. And so you can see I did a lot of things here. One of the things that's a lot of fun is I took prayers and I tossed them in. And it's like, all right, let's see. Let's go ahead and see what happens here if we do this. So here's St. Michael the Archangel as St. Michael the Archangel prayer as though it were an action anime. So enjoy. You just see this as like the theme song of something, right?
Oh yeah. Cue epic anime battle.
I see lots of stop action punching going on.
Yeah.
There you go. If Tai Chi were actually fighting, right?
So yeah, like, and so I'll send you the audio, Steve-O, so that you can take some of our faces during this and use it as as your
put together
a music video and put that out there for you, you know.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Okay,
that's exactly what I was thinking too. I was like, it's crazy, like you could literally just conjure up like a whole AI, probably at this point it's coming up soon with the new song, like new AI we have, you can do a whole AI video with AI, you know,
yeah,
audio, AI, everything, and you're just like, hey, wow, we're all being replaced, who needs humans anymore?
Well, so the thing that I foresee this as is that what you're going to end up with is someone's going to just create an AI radio station where you put in the type of music you want, and it's just going to create songs with random lyrics and random, you know. So you'll be able to be like, you know what, I want a, like, I want, you know, a bluegrass station about hats. And so it'll just keep creating songs about hats in the style of bluegrass.
It's fun where you can go with this stuff.
I don't know if you've got a transition thing for games or a game that we're going to play, but we're about to play a game.
Maybe probably like game night. I think that's the only thing I have.
But all
I
right, just
double check.
Spin it up so that you know it's a good transition. All right, now I'm gonna repost this right before we start
discussion.
Okay, let's see. Let me get
in. Right, panel discussion, game, and final thoughts, but no game night.
That's fine. I'm gonna go back to thing here, and I'm gonna retweet saying that we're about to start the AI game and give people an opportunity if they want to to join. So yeah, everyone, just put out there we're about to start. We're starting the AI. Here, starting AI song.
So just a thing from my experience, when I go to YouTube and X, I always have way more viewers on X than I do on YouTube.
Yeah, yes. I know. We didn't get that worked out, and we'll do that.
Yeah,
for next
the
time.
only problem was Pappas or Pappas. I don't know the correct way. So
it's Pappas. That is the actual Pappas. Correct English way of saying it. Pappas.
Okay. Nope.
Papers? Okay. Yeah, because my brother-in-law was telling me otherwise when I was, I think he follows you, so he was like, oh, yeah, follow him. And I was like, okay. But yeah, I get way more
next. PayPal doesn't work properly. You get PayPiz.
Yeah, that's true.
That's great.
X is way better, but the only problem was is that I have access to this account, and I don't want to, like, get all of
we'd have to put it on to, like, we'd have to attach our X account, like my X account or your X account would have to be attached to.
I have it on mine right here, but I didn't want to broadcast it on there. I'd rather do it on the Late Night Levity or on Catholics or whoever wanted to do it. I didn't want to.
We'll figure that out for another time, but we're going to have some fun here.
It's a dry run.
Yeah. I'm giving everyone an opportunity here. We're going to play another song. And then we're going to go from there. So let's see. Here is it. This is a song about a kid who is fighting a pretend robot in his backyard. So we're going to play that to see and wait to see if anybody joins. And if they don't, it's okay. I've got a way for us to play this without an audience. Oh, sorry.
Out in the yard where the shadows loom, with a cardboard sword and a helmet of doom, giant robot stands with eyes glowing red, but he'll never fear, for let's he'll tread. Charging ahead, no time for doubt, with a hero's cry, he'll shout it out. In the heart of the battle, under the big blue sky, he's a knight in the garden, where his dreams fly high, against the steel giant. In his epic quest, courage unyielded, he'll face the test. The robotic defenses with mechanical roars, imagine laser shooting. As he bravely explores, dodging and weaving, he makes his play. In this fantastic game, only he can sway. Every move is grand, every swing is bold. In his mind, he's a warrior, brave and bold. In the heart of the battle, under the big blue sky, he's a knight in the garden where his dreams fly high. Against the steel giant, in his epic quest, with courage unyielding, he'll face the test. The world beyond the best can wait for now. In his fantasy land, he takes the vow, the giant falls, the battle won, under the golden afternoon sun.
Getting a real Power Rangers vibe.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was feeling too.
God and save the story in tow. Back to mom, he runs his tale to tell of how he fought a robot and prevailed so well. In the heart of the battle, under the big blue sky, he's a knight in the garden where his dreams fly high. Against the steel giant, in his epic quest, with courage unyielding, he'll face the test. As the stars come out, he closes his eyes. The hero sleeps with dreams of his next prize. In the backyard battle where he always wins, tomorrow another adventure begins.
All right, we still at no one? We still at no one in the chat?
Yeah, sorry, no, okay. No one.
That's okay. All right, well, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was gonna say something like I used to be like for the longest time really against AI, but I really like this, and it's real weird. I have never really looked at the whole AI music stuff because this is just me because I'm really like I'm into the film stuff and I'm more of a visual person. It's just cool like if you like type in something like, hey, I have this really cool idea about like a show or something, and like it seems like you can like almost like they'll put out stuff like that, and I could just picture like what I would write about, and it's like it's almost I don't know how to say it, but like it's like piquing your creativity to do more, at least for me. Because I'm seeing this, I'm like, wow, you can just type in like, hey, I want like a blues song about a man that's lost his dog or something. And then they give you this like whole story and you're like, wow, I can create this into a whole script. And then I can use this as like the, since I own it, as the intellectual property, you know?
Oh, okay, whatever.
I can create a blues song about a man who lost his dog. Just put it out there. That's just for fun. Okay, so here's the game. Okay, I'm going to do I've got a random generator over here. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose. You know what? I'll put me in here too. So what I'm going to do is somebody has to choose the topic, and somebody has to choose the style. So I'm going to randomly choose here, and we're going to do. Catholic song guy, choose the topic.
M&M's.
M&M's. Okay. Well, we'll probably have to do chocolate coated candies because
okay. Let me change it. Let's just say chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. Let's say a song about chocolate. In what style?
Do I do the style too?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say. Steve-O, you're picking the style.
Oh, the style. Country.
In.
I want a country song about chocolate. My niece would love that.
Country. Okay. So now we're going to create that. Now, while that's creating, we're going to listen to Lost Without You, a blues song about a man who lost his dog. My dog.
Don't know where he's gone.
Ooh.
Deep in my heart, this feeling so strong.
It hurts me on so many levels.
Oh my God. The emotion already.
Can sing my blues without my pup. I've got nothing.
Wow.
So each time it creates two different versions.
Faithful friend, always by my side.
Is this free?
Man.
No, I paid for this.
How much is it?
So it's $10 a month.
All right. That's actually seemed worth it. Not going to lie.
Now he's gone. And it hurts so bad.
So bad.
Feeling so empty. It's making me sad.
This song slaps.
I'm lost without you.
So, and then they've got a different one here.
Lost my dog. Don't know where he's gone. Deep in my heart.
Okay, so that's just a sad song, but they do give you two versions of each one. So now let's listen to "Sweet as Cocoa," the country music song about chocolate.
I grew up on a song where life was slow, but there was one thing that made everything just flow. A sweet treat that could turn a frown around, around. It's that smooth, creamy goodness that I found down at the general store in that small town. They sold bars of chocolate, heavenly brown. I'd save my pennies just to buy a sweet delight, and with each bite, I'd savor the pure delight. Oh, sweet as cocoa melting in my mouth every time.
Yo!
This part always makes me cry.
Chocolate's the sweetest.
Yo, he's spitting bars, chocolate bars.
All right, so, and then the next one.
Grew up on a farm, life was slow.
You know, I like the first one better. Yeah, I like same, the first one. Yeah. All right, Nice. All right. So let's go in here and Modern Papist, choose the topic.
On Eagle's Wings.
That's the top. Isn't that already a song?
You asked for the topic.
Okay. Eagle's Wings. And Catholic Song Guy, I need a genre, please.
We need bluegrass.
Yes.
Okay. A bluegrass song about On Eagle's Wings. Let's see if it allows it, because sometimes it doesn't if it thinks it's copywritten.
Okay.
So it's like if it thinks what you're doing is a copyright violation. So let's continue to listen. Let's go back to As Sweet as Cocoa again.
I grew up on a song
while we're waiting.
Where life was so,
there
was one thing that made.
That's a smart thing to do, is to listen to the song while we're waiting for the next one to process.
Okay.
So we've got these two here, this Bluegrass Lively. So
generator.
Yeah, I know. While we're doing that, we're gonna do me, I'm going to choose the topic of random number generator. And we're going to have Steve-O, what's the style of our song about a random number generator?
Classic rock.
Okay, classic
rock
song about a random number generator. Okay, so let's listen to On Eagle's Wings, Bluegrass.
Flying high through the bright blue sky, on eagle's wings we reach so high, feeling free with the wind. nothing can compare. Sailing through mountains and the trees on eagle's wings, we find our peace gripping our wings.
Everybody flat!
Taking to the air on eagle's wings. We've got no cares on eagle's wings. We soar so high, gonna fly, reach for the sky on eagle's wings. Our spirits sing this bluegrass till we take to the wings.
And this is
flying high through the bright blue sky on eagle's wings. We reach so high, feeling free with the wind in our hair on eagle's wings. Nothing can compare. Sailing through mountains and the trees.
I think I like that better. The second one.
Yeah, I was
number two,
it.
Yeah.
Spreading our wings, taking to the air on eagle's wings. We've got no care. On eagle's wings, we soar so high, gonna fly, reach for the sky. On eagle's wings, our spirits sing this bluegrass tune we take to the wind.
On eagle's wings. I like this. You may have sold me on getting my own membership on this thing.
I really like how in the background they have the jug. You can hear the, like the
of
someone blowing into a jug. All right,
I don't have good speakers going.
All right, Pappas, give me a topic again. I know. Try not to do on all Eagle's right. Wings again.
Oh, okay. I won't trip and fall into that one. let's see. Church bells.
Okay. Church bells. And we're going to go with me. I'm going to do a sea shanty about church bells. Okay. While that's creating, let's hear about our random number generator. Rock.
In this digital age, well, numbers reign supreme. There's a little thing called a random number machine. It's a modern marvel. Solo to chance, but it's so damn hard to find any real romance. The algorithm spins, calculating every beat, but all it ever gives me
is
a hollow defeat. I need some randomness in my heart and my soul, not just some algorithm taking control. Oh, and the soul, won't you set me free? Break these chains of predictability. I want a little chaos, a little mystery.
Yeah, I love AI now. I love it.
I mean, like, that is so unreasonably good.
No, right?
Just adjust the sound, like just adjust the voice a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
so that's
more natural, and it's like great.
Yeah, what I would like to be able to do is like pull something like this into, like you have it generate the song, and then be able to pull it in and like remove the actual voice and then put an actual singer over that would be just great. You can do instrumental versions of things, but it's not the same, and it never generates the same song twice, so you can't be like, oh, I like the song, I'd like to change the lyrics to this particular song. It's like, nope, you can't change the lyrics to the song. This is the song.
Gotcha.
Can we do one
where there's no lyrics?
Yeah.
I mean obviously.
But what style are you thinking?
I mean, I'm thinking more like anime.
Okay, so we come in here. We say it's instrumental. and say, let's say, anime.
Let's do a Shogun anime.
Shogun anime. All right. And we're going to call this Little Shop of, no, Little Shogun Who Could. It's the Little Shogun Who Could. All right. So let's listen to the Ring of Reverence.
Our sea shanty
about church bells.
Bells of church ringing in the breeze, melodies echoing.
This is not a sea shanty, but okay.
Bringing us peace in the old town square where time stands still. Sound of the bells, a heartwarming thrill. The chiming of bells, a call to the soul.
Yeah, shanty like that when you get thrown off a ship.
Making us whole, every toll, a story unfolds of love, faith, and tales yet untold.
Ooh, yeah, that's not a sea shanty.
Oh, definitely.
It is not.
Come on.
So I'm going to come back in. So here's a thing that you can do. Come in here and say, okay, we're going to reuse this prompt, right? And instead of folk acoustic, this is going to be sea shanty. And then we'll recreate it and put this on the high seas. So it'll use the same lyrics, but it'll be on the high, but it'll be, it should make it actually a sea shanty.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah.
Is that you turning it down or is that that? It all of a sudden got really low.
The Shogun is being stealth.
See, aren't those are just like that? It just creates that. It's kind of crazy. So here we have.
I think better, but
yeah,
and the quality that like it all of a sudden like dipped down in volume. Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
Bells of the church ringing in the breeze, melodies echoing, bringing us peace in the old town square where time stands still. The sound of the bells, a heartwarming thrill. The chiming of bells, the call to the soul.
Well, I have feelings about that.
Ringing in the breeze, melodies echoing.
Okay, so. So let's
have a hard time.
Yeah, it seems to be having a problem with it.
Yeah, okay. I mean it's done a really good job of creating sea shanties for me in the past. Mm. Maybe it's just sea shantied out because I've done a lot of them. We'll do one more and then we'll move on to our discussion. All right, let's do Steve-O. What's the topic?
Unpaid interns.
Okay. And what is Catholic song guy? What is this the song style?
Bubblegum pop. Okay.
Bubblegum pop song about unpaid intern. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy who had a full collection of Archie's albums when he was young.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out exactly what bubblegum pop is.
You guys are too young to remember it. It was from the late 60s, early 70s, 1910.
I know what he's talking about. I love bubblegum pop.
So, like I said, I went through and I've done a lot of these songs. Clearly, you can see it.
Not thousands.
I get 500 a month.
Okay. So, how much have you had? Just one?
Just 1 month. So some of them I've gone through and like, so this was, this one right here is Life is Punk. What I did was I went onto ChatGPT and I asked it to write a song about how the Catholic belief in pro-life is countercultural. And so
we say it's choice, we say it's voice, echoing in the void.
You were able to put all the lyrics in?
Yeah. Oh, you have to, yep. So, okay, I'll show you in a minute.
Sounds like Taylor Swift.
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's come a long way.
Okay, so stuff that I kind of toss in there, and
you can just toss in all the lyrics and it'll put it for you. That's pretty cool.
So what you have to do, and like you see, I've gone through a lot of these different versions to try to get what I like, and so we do a lot of different types of. So you can see there's so much. This is about switching from biweekly to semi-monthly payroll. This is about
funny. just anything.
Well, this one is this one's about like being on dial up and your parents picking up the phone.
Oh my gosh, everyone felt that. Everyone. AOL.
It is unreasonable. It is unreasonable how catchy that is.
Yeah, yeah. I know, right? But suddenly disaster strikes. It's a trend. My parents pick up the phone and the connection's dead. So, all right. So let me show you. Pappas, you were talking about how it's difficult to get it to do the whole lyrics that like ChatGPT does. So what you have to do is you create it, right?
Late nights, early mornings, working hard. No one told him how to make a living. No time for play, turning all day, trying to find my way. No paycheck, no compensation, but I'll keep dreaming about my own foundation. Gotta hustle.
What?
This is gonna take over. Like if radio stations were smart.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Is like
I can see that so much.
Right.
Because people get tired of hearing the same thing, but not me. I love old school, so. I listen to all the old cool stuff. I'm not really into new stuff, but this stuff is a lot better than, I'm going to be honest, than most people you actually put out.
Yeah, there's apparently ChatGPT is down right now. I don't know. It's but what I could do is I could ask it.
You overloaded it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been using it and I pay for it, so hopefully, you know, we get that. Anyway, hold on. Can you write?
I'm just sitting here feeling bad that. The AI's production values are better than the stuff on my site.
I know. I was like they focus so much on like, I feel like they're just going to replace them so much. Cause I already felt like my job on being replaced by robots. So I was like, now it's going to kick out me people that are actually doing like, for a living or musicians and stuff like that. And I feel bad for them.
I mean, and this is the thing we'll get into the end of the discussion. But yeah, so what you can do here is you can come in here and click extend, mm-hmm. right? And then, I could come in here and say, okay, add these lyrics to the end of it. So now it'll create two more versions here of the next minute because it only does 2 minutes and it only does so much stuff.
It keeps like the original lyrics and just adds some more on.
It keeps the original song and continues it.
Okay, gotcha.
So like if you say, okay, you know what? I like this song and I want to add more to it. Now this is the second verse, which is the bells ringing in the church breeze. So, oh, hold on. There's something going on here. They refunded my credit. Something went wrong. Okay, So something's going wrong either with my internet connection or something else. But
And they also do AI images at the same time.
It does. It does AI images. So you can see it does like,
a cover. This is the album cover of the non-existent album that the song came off of.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's cool.
Yeah. So we can come down here. I'll try it again. Something weird's happening with the
Illuminati.
I don't know what it is, but.
Illuminati. It's okay.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably Illuminati.
No, the AI's taken over. It's over. Skynet, we've gone fully active.
Okay.
So Father Justin's taking control.
So we're coming here.
Elon Musk is like, stop feeling him.
So now it's going to. So it faded out at the end of the other song, so it's fading back in with these new lyrics. And so. And that one, it refunded because it didn't actually create anything. So you can have it extend. So like if you would put in as much of the lyrics as you can, and then you go in and you would extend it. So if I come back into my library, so we go back in and let's go to, so you see we got this Pro Life is Punk, and this is I added this section here to the end of what I had before. So I can add in more lyrics and say like, oh, it's extended from this one here. Right. And I did all sorts of them to figure out which one I really liked. But yeah. So that's the type of stuff that you can really do here. It's a lot of fun to mess around with. But this leads us directly into our and now we can do the transition into our discussion panel. Yeah, panel discussion. Okay. So, all right. So we got Catholic Song Guy, who I think we might have him back. He seemed like he was okay.
Golly, thanks, guys.
You're welcome, sir. So I wanted to talk about a little bit to you guys about AI and what you guys think of it.
I used to think I did not like AI and I was fearful for it. But after this, I'm going to be honest. You know, I use AI for everything now. I use it to create my YouTube shorts, my X shorts. I use it. I literally, when I start a show or I do anything, I go, hey, can you give me like an outline of how I should do my show? Like I ask my AI, it's like having an assistant almost. I'm like, hey, you know, it's crazy. And then I didn't even know about this music stuff, but now that you're showing me this, I'm definitely going to get a subscription to that. That's awesome. I used to be so hateful towards AI. I really did. I was like, we're going down. I was like Skynet, like Terminator 2. But now I'm going to be honest, I'm fully behind it. I feel like I'm a bandwagoner, but I fully jumped on the AI train. You might, like, what does it say? If you can't beat them, join them. But I do understand, you know, like, I feel bad because, you know, like, for people that are artists, they're like, it's going to become more difficult now, though there was before.
Live shows are going to become more important.
Well, yes, yeah. Live shows are more important, and people are going to really appreciate. So true. Your multi-million-dollar recording artists are dead now. Like it's over for them because they'll be able to say, you know what, I'm going to take something that sounds close enough to Taylor Swift with the lyrics that I want, and I'm going to toss it out there, and then I don't have to deal with like the record companies are just going to start putting this out. They're gonna be like they're gonna license it and they're gonna put out albums after album. They can produce albums instantly and put it out there on the streaming sites and be like, yep, I like that's kind of what's going on here. And the way that this works is that when you create a song, you own the rights to it. So that's what they're going to do. That's what these companies are going to do, is they're going to like get in a partnership with Suno and be like, we'll pay you, you know, like X amount of dollars per month or per year, whatever. And you guys are, and you're just going to keep making better and better versions of this AI so that we can just pump out music. And, but true artists are still going to be better, because most yes. of what of the music that you listen to now is basically AI generated. It's not actually AI generated, but right. It's like, it's formulaic.
It's formulaic, but it's also like, you know, listening to all this, you're hearing a bunch of auto tune.
Yes.
Like, yes, and we, gosh, like what's the, every day, oh crap, I can't even sing it. Sing
every
song,
day I'm shuffling.
Maroon 5. Maroon 5.
Oh, okay.
Growing up, that was like the song that I was thinking of, that was a high school song, basically for me. But every the Maroon 5,
all my troubles,
like the guy just sings in auto tune the whole time, like the whole time.
Yeah,
and it's like that's his thing, and it's like, okay, well, what's the difference between him and AI now? Because
and it's crazy because of how good this is. Like I, when I first, so what happened was I was at work, I was working, and we were this is the story of how I got into this. The one of my coworkers, we all got into like a lottery pool for, because like the lottery got over $1 billion or something like that. And whenever that lottery goes over $1 billion, we all toss in $10 and buy some tickets. Right. And then we lose, but it's kind of this like fun getting together thing where we all kind of work together. Anyway. So he's like, oh, here's there's this a song about how we're going to lose or something like that. And he put it out there, and he's like, and he sent me the link, and I click, and I'm like, what? And so I went to go, and at the time the server had just shut down to any non-premium members. And so I'm like, well, I need to make music now. I have to do this. This is what I need to do. So I'm like, how much does it cost? $10 a month? Sold. Here's my credit card information. And then I just went through, and I will say, I think my wife would agree, I went a little nuts.
Mrs. Now, Catholic Harmony would agree you went a little nuts?
Yeah, I'm looking here, and you've got to be kidding me. The number of songs that I have created. Okay,
I'm not gonna lie. I would make lofi music, and I would put it up on my YouTube channel.
Yeah,
so you could totally do that. You can take that idea. Just,
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I have made 23 pages worth of music. And each page has, how many are in a page? Like, each page has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, like 20 songs per page. So, I mean, I started with 2,500 credits. I have 820 credits left, right? And so at first I was just putting in like, write a song about this. And then I discovered that I could go onto ChatGPT and be like, hey, write me a song about, or write me lyrics about something. And it would put it out there. Be like, oh, and I just put it into the custom. And so I got these longer form songs that I could put together, and then I could kind of stretch. But I mean, it's fun, but it's definitely not a replacement for actual musicians. Like Catholic Song Guy, I know what you're saying. You're like, oh no, this is, I'm out of a job.
You're assuming I have a job. That's
like, oh no, what you're saying, like it's got better quality, but it's obvious. So like when you're listening to it, there's a couple obvious flaws that maybe will get fixed later on. But like what it doesn't understand is lyrical flow quite as nicely as because like you look at the lyrics, you'd be like, okay, so then the bridge would be here, and like this is where you get more powerful, right? And this thing just like, and sometimes it will adjust, but it emphasizes the wrong part. It's like you say, this is the chorus, and then it starts the chorus music like two lines above it, as though there's a pre-chorus to it.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's speaking broken English in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
And so like it's good, and I have a lot of songs now for, or so that I could, that I can do. I'm gonna play. I do need to play one more for you guys. This is a song that I had written for my wife. So I'm gonna. It's my wife's name is Kayla, and this is her. Kayla needs a nap song.
Yo, Kayla. Yo, Kayla. She's feeling tired. She's been hustling all day, getting what she desired. But now it's time to rest, time to catch some skis. She's gonna hit the hay, knock out when it is a boss. She's always on the go, but she knows the importance of taking it slow. So she's laying on her bed, pillows all around. Close her eyes, relax, not making a sound. Kayla wants a nap, yeah, she's ready to doze. She's got her favorite blanket, and she's cozy in her clothes. So don't disturb her slumber, let her pee. Cause Kayla's taking a nap and that's a guarantee.
Play that to your kids.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so,
what happened to that, man?
So you're telling me, so I'm sitting here and I'm like thinking like for like my wife and on our anniversary. So you're telling me I can make a love song between basically me and my wife using our names and then put it to our pictures? Oh, boom, I'm so in.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Let's yeah. go. Yeah. So it's just this crazy thing. Like you can just, but
that's crazy.
I'm so less worried about the whole thing about musicians than I am about people in the communications field. My real job. Oh, yeah. I'm a writer and editor by trade.
Yeah.
You know, copying content. And I've actually seen a couple of people actually lose jobs because an agency decided they wanted to go the AI route for blogging and things like that. And then,
that's like blogging. The thing is, go on.
No, that's it. I just,
Pappas was trying
there,
to
there are people who are thinking that the sort of thing is good enough, put it that way. Go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
Well, right, because like you know, in the business is like, you know, I work in a technical space, and the technical space, like a lot of people just think AI is this magic bullet. Like it's a human tool. Like it is a tool. It's based, like I could tell you the background of it. Like I work in a field very close to it. I'm not in AI, but I understand what it's doing. And it's like really frustrating because we treat it like it's some magic, like actual magic. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we won't need to figure it out. AI will do it. Yeah. It's like, right. No, like, that's what's like, you can do calculations. Like in my, on my stats channel, there's a video I have where I put in a calculation and I say, do this for me. And I walk through it and I do it 3 times, and 1 out of 3 times it got it correct. And so like when it comes to like blogs, like can you imagine how many ridiculous blogs that are just BS? Like they're completely BS, like makes no sense.
Yeah, I know the things that it'll replace are the things that we tend not to care about generally. And I know that like I would say like the story behind a recipe. You know, that copy that they toss in there whenever you go and you look up a recipe, and it's like you skip over that anyway, but someone's like got like, you know, 30 pages before the recipe talking about their life story and why they did this. Yeah. Like that's the type of stuff that it's going to replace, but it's not going to replace content like this yet. It's not going to replace it. I use it.
It could easily.
Right. But like, well, like I use the ChatGPT thing in my day job all the time, and I use it to bounce ideas off of and stuff like that, because it's like an assistant, and if you treat it like anything other than an assistant, like the whole fiasco, right, with the AI thing from Catholic Answers, right, the AI priest that wasn't a priest, and but they told it was a priest, and so it acted like it was a priest when it's just there to answer questions. And like interviewing it would have been boring, because it actually, they fixed it. So it's well programmed now. It doesn't think it's a priest. It doesn't want to be a priest and doesn't want to talk about anything but theology. And it's this really cool idea. Like if you would normally go and search for something by going to Google and typing in your search request in Google, now you can search for it by just going to ChatGPT or going to this chat or to any of these AI bots and be like, hey, this is the thing I'm looking for. Can you find it? And I'll tell you, when I'm using it at work, I'll ask it to build something, right? To build like some code or something like that. And then I'll be like, hey, this part's wrong. I'm like, oh, that's right. And then it goes to try to fix it. Right. It's like, but it gives me kind of an idea. And that's kind of how we have to see it. Like
it can't be the answer, because it has to be a suggestion or an umbrella. Because if you were to ask, say, for example, when was the Catholic Church established? You're going to occasionally get it to say Constantine, like, because it randomly draws from a pool. And so in that pool is, you know, Protestants saying that Constantine established the church. And so it'll bring that in occasionally. It'll mostly take the Catholic answer, but like it'll, you know, it's just because it's drawing from a general thing and it doesn't understand like accurate information from not accurate 100%. Information.
Right. And so that's the thing. I did some experiments with it where with a couple different AIs, I would have them open and I would have, there was a, like this, it's a word, it's a puzzle that says like, you know, kind of like that Wordle or whatever it is, the New York Times. It's like, there's a certain number, it's like five letters and no letters are repeated. And like, these are the letters that I know of in these spots. What word could it be? Right. And it goes in, and one point it was like, it kept saying that like the only word that fit was above based upon what the letters were. Cause it was like A, V, E. Right. And it's like the only word that fits is above. Like there's only one word that fits with these criteria is above. And I was like, and then I went to like, what about alive? It's like, oh, that's right. Alive would fit. It's like, it's not like perfect. Basic
information. Yeah.
Right. It goes and it's a good search engine. It's a better search engine than most search engines are now. And they will put ads in it eventually. I'm sure it'll be like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Coca-Cola would suggest that type of thing. Like,
or they will pay, they will have it where it's back filtered, where Coca-Cola's suggestion is what you get.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like there's going to be ways for it to break and for it to be unreliable, just like everything else, because that's what is the crapification of technology now.
Crapification.
That's
I remember Netflix not having, what is it? Netflix, not Netflix. Yeah, Netflix not having advertising or
right. They didn't used to, and now they do. And so but that's the whole thing's like when they try to monetize it, they're gonna make it's gonna end up putting ads in it, and it's gonna make it worse, and people are gonna stop using it. But as it exists now, it's kind of like the early days of Netflix or the early days of Google or something like that, where it's just this. It's this neat technology, and they just haven't found a way to screw it up yet. So we're able to use it, and it's a good tool, but it's just a tool, right? Mm-hmm. And like there are some people in the industry that think that automation is the way to go, and that this is going to take care of everything. And it's like it's not that good. It's okay, but there's a whenever you do something, you're gonna like if you decide you know what, we're just gonna make copy with AI and put it on our website, people are going to be like, this is garbage because it's wrong. And I know it's wrong. And
the other thing it's going to do, and unfortunately what it is doing, is homogenizing writing. I was just involved in a project with some folks, and I was the only quote unquote writer on the team. And everybody was throwing things into ChatGPT. And it all sounds the same, you know,
right?
You don't get unique voice. You don't get, you know, total things that sort of thing. And now, mind you, we've all been using artificial intelligence for a long time. Everyone who's used a search engine has used artificial intelligence. So you can't be that much of a Luddite that you say, oh, no artificial intelligence whatsoever. But when you get to things like say Grammarly, that's going to homogenized writing a great deal. I turned down, and I have some clients that I have to run my stuff through Grammarly for, and I'll turn down things that Grammarly suggests because, well, no, that's not the way I want to do this.
Voice is the first thing that goes. Like, and that's what's happening even with this AI music stuff. Like the voice isn't there. Like it's the music's good, that the beats are kicking, right? And like it's good, and the lyrics are okay, and so, and they're funny sometimes in the weird ways that they are, but you lose a certain, like you lose a certain kind of the voice that's there, that that voice that comes from the person. Like,
right now they've got that same feeling that Casio keyboards had around 1985. You know, that just all kind of sounded like a watch beeping.
Right. It's a tool that people can use. I think that major record companies are going to either try to stomp this out or buy it quick. Because either they want to get rid of it or they want to use it to save a lot of money by having AI artists.
Well, but, yeah, if they could have found a way to make records without artists years ago, they certainly would have. You can tell just by how little they pay them on the recording contract.
Right, right. But so like your radio stations are probably just going to end up being AI radio. And it's just going to be someone's be like, you know what, we're going to do AI radio. We don't have to pay for licensing fees or anything like that. It's the cheapest radio out there. So we're just going to toss it out onto you know, your FM airwaves. We're going to buy a radio station in a major metropolitan area, and we're going to broadcast AI music all day long. We're just going to randomly generate songs based upon certain things. And I mean, there's going to be a kind of interesting part of it that you're going to listen to a song that you can never listen to again. And I like that idea. Like, because it'll generate the song on the fly and then it'll go away.
Can do all request radio that way.
Right.
And then back into the advertising that way.
Right.
Finding out, you know.
Oh, you're going to jingles are probably going to be the next thing. It's going to be like, hey, I need you to write a song about Chipotle.
Now, hear me out. We may actually get a Thanksgiving song.
Have you been writing it using ChatGPT?
Is that what you're trying to tell me? No, I'm just saying, like, my biggest criticism of that time of the year is the fact that we don't have any Thanksgiving songs.
Well, you're wrong.
We have some Halloween songs, and then we have mostly winter songs for Christmas.
You don't, so that's because you have fallen prey to the thinking that a certain Christmas song is a Christmas song when it is, in fact, a Thanksgiving song, because you're dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. That's for Thanksgiving. That's about going to someone's house for Thanksgiving.
Well, that
now, mind you, there's no, as they said in the Peanuts cartoon years ago, that there's no getting together to sing turkey carols, you know.
There's no turkey carols currently.
No turkey carols here. It's frowned upon.
No, okay. On turkey wings. Then we can get something going there.
Well, I have. So this is a great discussion. I have asked ChatGPT to write me a closing statement. So let's go into our final thoughts.
The final thoughts.
Okay. Well, folks, it's truly been a blessed evening here at Late Night Liberty. We laughed, we pondered, we even navigated the digital domain of faith together. I hope tonight's show has brought a little light into your lives, just as your presence both here and at home brightens ours. Tonight, we explore the intersection of AI and faith, from harmonious hymns by Suno AI to the philosophical ponderings of our AI theologians. We laughed at the idea of a defrocked digital priest, but we also marvel at how technology can challenge and enrich our understanding of the sacred. As we wrap up, I'm reminded of St. Augustine, who said, "For you, I am a bishop. With you, I am a Christian." In a modern twist, I'd like to think that with AI, we're technologists, but with you, we're all part of this wonderful faith-filled community. Thank you to our brilliant panelists, Steve O and Modern Papist, and Catholic Song Guy, and to all of you for joining us. Keep carrying that light of faith and fun into the world. And remember, no matter how advanced our technology gets, our journey of faith is always best navigated together. May your paths be blessed, your updates be smooth, and your faith be as enduring as the oldest manuscripts and as lively as the latest software. Good night, God bless, and see you next time on Late Night Levity.
Hey.
That was thanks for including me, guys. That was fun.
We'll do it again next time.
All right. Thank you all.
And